And Jim. Hi, Jim. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Dr. Wright. Is there any way to prevent pancreatic cancer? And if you are diagnosed with it, is there any way to slow its progression?
All right. Insofar as prevention, I don't know specifically, to be real serious, but I would be, I think I've got a good guess because the number one investigator of a certain type of vitamin E, his name is Barry Tan, and he's a PhD, has put information out for us that one family of vitamin E molecules, which are called tocotrienols, and you probably know there are tocopherols and tocotrienols, and both families are alpha, beta, delta tocopherol and alpha, beta, delta, and I forgot gamma here, tocotrienols. Anyway, he's put out information that the tocotrienols actually slow the growth of pancreatic cancer. Now, notice he did not say stop it. He said it slows the growth of pancreatic cancer significantly enough to make a difference. All right, so it's my guess. I think it's a good guess, but it could be wrong, that anything that can slow the growth of pancreatic cancer can also help on the preventive side. And since tocotrienols, when they're metabolized in our bodies, turn into tocopherols anyway, we might as well take our vitamin E's as mixed tocotrienols, which means it's got a little bit of alpha and beta and some delta and gamma. And the delta and gamma seem to be more active against cancers anyway. So just so it's got a little bit of everything, but mostly delta and gamma, is what I would do if I were trying to prevent pancreatic cancer. But insofar as an overall dietary or other strategy, I don't know one. Now, I might also mention to you, sir, that the two docs at Tahoma Clinic who know the most about cancer do not include me. One is Dr. Lampson, who actually was professor of oncology, which, as you know, is cancer, at Bastyr University for a number of years before he retired from being a practice and just decided to stick with practice. And the other is Dr. John Sherman, who actually was head of the clinics over at Bastyr University. That's a naturopathic university. And they work with many people who either want to prevent cancer or have cancer and want to do everything they can by natural means or want to mix natural means with conventional means. They go with whatever people want to do. And they do know a lot more about it than me. But I happen to have read Dr. Tan's work, so I can tell you about that, sir, for sure. Now, you got something else to ask? Because I got one other comment to throw in afterward.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Well, one other thing then, sir. You just heard the commercial announcement. I'm sorry you couldn't help but hear it because you were holding on during it for the newsletter that I write. Possibly by coincidence, the August issue contains information taken partly from the Journal of the National Cancer Institute, and it talks about a dietary supplement which prevents and cures prostate cancer. And they did say right in the headline in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute that it prevents and cures prostate cancer. I was yelling a little bit there so that everybody would know that this wasn't some thing made up by those quacks at the health food store, but instead it was in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute. Now, what's that got to do with pancreatic cancer, sir? Well, I read that article, and at Tahoma Clinic, we do lots and lots and lots of research, both online at the library. And so the person who does that collected all the information he could find about this common dietary supplement. And what do you know? There is research on experimental animals showing that it slows down pancreatic cancer, too, as well as breast cancer, as well as several other cancers that you'll find listed, along with footnotes where you can look up the research if you want to. But it does slow down many cancers, and some of them, it cures them, as in the case of pancreatic. Now, this is going to be the headline article in Green Medicine, so the August issue is not far away. I'm sorry. I wish I could send you one for free, but I can't. It isn't even published yet. So you might get in touch with the publisher and see if they can get that sent to you. A subscription for a whole year is really, really cheap. I'm not kidding, about $25. And that looks like a breakthrough. Now, I know I'm rambling on, but I think it's... What's that, sir?
What was that supplement? I'm sorry, I didn't hear what the name of the supplement was.
Well, it's got a gosh-awful long name, sir, so I'm just going to pronounce the gosh-awful long name once and then tell you how it's abbreviated. The gosh-awful long name is 4-methylumbelliferone. I didn't make that up. And in Europe, where it's sold freely in Italy and Germany with no prescription, it has other names. Hymichromone is one, and they have another name on it, too. And those list names are in that article. However, it's also called 4, that's the number 4, dash MU, and then dash PRO, P-R-O. And that one, you go online, if you wish, to International Anti-Aging Systems. That's International Anti-Aging Systems. Just put that in your search engine, you'll find it. And put that 4-MU-PRO into the search engine, and you'll find this stuff right there. Because, you see, we are not allowed to, apparently, bring it into these United States, because us free citizens should not be buying it here in these United States. We have to go to Germany or Italy or buy it online. It also happens that, one other thing, sir, I'm very sorry to ramble on, but I think it's important. Between now and at the end of December, there's a special code listed in the newsletter where one can get at least some discount from the full price, and that'll be in the newsletter, too, because it is pricey, but good grief, if I had one of those cancers, I would be thinking about it. Okay, time for me to shut up.
All right. Well, thank you. Thanks for all your information.
You're welcome, sir, and I hope that's helpful. And those tocotrienols, free citizens of the United States can buy those. So there you go. Okay.
All right. I'll give it a try. Thanks.
Okay. You're welcome, sir.